英语 PK 台，一起学起来。朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播 FM92.3 正在播出的轻松学英语英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家收听今天的地道美语。让我们邀请出电话连线的嘉宾 Mark 老师。
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for joining us.
欢迎 Mark 老师。啊，同学们，今天我们这一期节目的主题呢，是和大家说一说呀 ,labor education. Cooking lessons are not just courses in classroom anymore.
It would be kind of cool to have kids who could cook like Hong Xiao Rou and, Wu Chang Yu and stuff like that. That'd be pretty awesome.
这是根据最新的一则，我们来看一下哈，最新的一则消息。The Ministry of Education recently released the compulsory education curriculum content standards and compulsory labor education standards for 2022. 说教育部呢，近日是发布了2022年的义务教育课程内容标准和义务教育的课程标准。说什么呢？说自2018年劳动教育被纳入教育政策以来呢，第一份关于劳动教育课的课程内容的标准文件。This is the first document on labor education curriculum content standards since labor education was included in the education policy in 2018 and has therefore attracted wide social attention and sparked heated public discussions.因此呢引起了社会的广泛关注，并且啊还引发了公众的热烈讨论。说这个课程要求什么呢？ The curriculum requires students of different grades to develop different hands-on skills such as cleaning and cooking. 这个课程是要求啊不同年级的学生呢培养不同的动手技能，比如清洁和烹饪。Let me ask Mark, what are hands-on skills?
Those are doing things with your hands. Anything that you can make or fix, it's an actual thing that you have in front of you, not theoretical knowledge.
英文中有个说法叫 hands, 横线 on. 这种 hands-on skills 呢，就是我们所说的动手的技能啊，不仅仅是用脑子去记，而是你要动手去实践的。比如说 planting, 是吧 ？Planting, 种菜哈。但是呢。What has left many wondering is how to teach labor classes and grade them. What's your opinion, Mark?
That is kind of tough. I don't remember ever having like difficulty passing a class that was aimed at everyday life skills. I think everybody got like pretty good grades in that. So I don't, that would be weird. Yeah, it's like, oh no, I'm not quite sure I can pass my cooking class or something. Yeah, it's hard to imagine. I guess it could become that way, but yeah, that's a weird situation.
事儿是个好事儿哈啊，但是呢，大家有点疑惑，就是说咱如何去教这个劳工课程，并且呢去 grade them， 去给他们评分呢？Should full-time teachers be appointed for labor education? 好，劳动教育是否应该去任命专职的教师呢？ Or how can labor education continue after school? These are some practical questions. 但是呢，说到这个咱们中国的这个中小学啊，现在有这一门独立课程以后啊，这个 Mark 老师也跟我们分享了啊。When Mark was in high school or in middle school, there were also some hands-on skill curriculums.
Yes.
也有一些动手实践课 such as...
Well, it could be something like shop, where you make things using heavy machinery, like a bandsaw or something like that, a belt sander. Or it might be something like art class, where you use paintbrushes and clay and stuff like that. You know, so it depends on what you choose. I mean, a lot of times students have a couple of choices, given the time period they have for...an art elective or something like that. Yeah.
在我们今天地道美语的对话里边啊，马克老师就要告诉我们说，当他读这个中小学的时候啊，他们有很多有趣的劳动实践课，比如像修灯泡啊，哈。
Right. Yeah.
还有就是什么啊，艺术啊，音乐课，以及有些科学实践课，比如 build a rocket.
Right, right.
不敢想象哈，所以你们有这个 Elon Musk, 对不对？
Yeah, exactly. Send a car to the
美国儿童就从小喜欢造火箭啊。好，我们呢就开始来进行今天的文段学习了。首先，我们来做听力 Part One 第一段。
Mark, when you were a kid, did you learn about how to help around the house? Of course, my mother twisted my arm to make sure I could wash and iron clothes and do other chores.She thought my dad knew too little about that stuff, even though he was good at fixing things. I saw an article about household skills being added to school curriculum. What do you think about that? At schools I attended, one or two periods every day were for courses like health or home economics or something like art, music, or shop. What do you remember learning in those courses? One of my most vivid memories is when each of us students was handed a battery, a piece of wire, and a small light bulb. Whoever first got their light to come on would win. How old were you? 7 or 8. It took us 5 or 10 minutes. That's hands-on learning. It was. Even though I learned more from my parents, it was good to see my classmates try to figure stuff out. We each had a knack for something, and were surprised how quickly others got different things done. What else did you build in school? Anything more complex? Well, I took a shop class in middle school. One of the projects that took us the longest was making model rockets. 2 weeks after starting, we finally had them all ready to launch in the schoolyard. That's pretty cool. Did you build everything from scratch? Everything except the engines and igniters, which were ready-made. What materials did you use? Paper, cardboard, glue, common stuff. Later, I went to a hobby shop and saw kits that would take just an hour or two to assemble. Our school wasted 4 hours of our time just to save a few dollars on each set of material and didn't really teach us much in the process.
好，这是第一段，我们一起学起来。晶晶说，马克，你小的时候啊，学过怎么帮着做家务吗？
Mark, when you were a kid, did you learn about how to help around the house?
When you were a kid, did you learn about...好，这里呢，做家务啊，我们没有说 doing house chores， 我们说的是什么呢
？Did you learn about how to help around the house？
你帮忙怎么帮忙？ Mm-hmm. 你绕着你的房子，在你家里来来回回的帮忙，叫 help around the house。
Mm-hmm.
嗯，什么意思？其实就是 doing house chores， right？
Yeah， it is. You could say， did you learn about household chores， or did you learn how to do household chores？ We would not say， did you learn household chores？
哦、
right, yeah.
oh, 是因为不说、yeah. 口语里不说 did you learn how to do something?
Right, yeah,、oh, yeah.
所以就用了一个 did you learn how to 什么 help around the house?
Right, right.
所以说口语里表达做家务 help around the house 就非常好、
mm-hmm.
请大家记下来、
yeah,
啊、
yeah.
马克说当然学过了。
Of course.
我妈妈那是逼着我干活呢。
My mother twisted my arm.
你想想哈，叫把你的胳膊肘给你拧过来了啊，叫 twist
right,
my arms、
yeah. If you twist someone's arm, you can get them to say uncle or say they're sorry or something like that. So we use this, you twist someone's arm to get them to do something, right?、
Mm.
Twist someone's arm to make sure they do something.
So、
yeah.
it's an idiom expression, right?、
Mm-hmm. 啊、right, right, right.
俚语的表达说你看那个 twisted your arms, 你想、啊、
persuade someone, force them a little, threaten them a little, keep bothering them. Okay, you've twisted my arm, I'll do it.、Yeah.
对都已经强迫到要拧某人的胳膊了你做、
right.
做不做做家务做不做、啊、just do it, 是吧、
yeah.
叫 twist my arms, 已经 force、mm-hmm. me to do it, 一定是强迫我了。来做，而且呢 ，twist my arms to do something to make sure I could wash and iron clothes.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, so Mark 现在是可以 wash and iron clothes.
Yes. Yeah. 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 When I was 7 or 8 or something like that.
That、yeah. that was nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
七八岁就可以自己呀、啊，就是 wash and iron clothes 了，是真不错哈、
right.
啊。Iron 啊 ，iron 熨衣服、
right.
，and 其他的家务。
And do other chores.
好，这里的 chores、
mm-hmm.
就是我们所说的家务活儿、
right.
啊。
Right. Yeah.
And the pronunciation is
chores. Yeah.
Chores.
Yeah,
household
yeah, yeah.
chores.
Mm-hmm.
家务活儿、
right.
啊。How many、
right.
of you out there hate doing house chores?
yeah.
Please、
Most、
type one.
Dislike it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know if they hate it, but yeah.
Well, some
There's some chores we hate. Each of us has one we hate the most, right?、
Mm, yeah. So, which one of the chores that you hate most or you、
yeah.
dislike most?
yeah.
Washing dishes?、
Mm, yeah, that's boring. Yeah.
他认为啊，我爸爸呢，对这些方面了解的太少了。
She thought my dad knew too little about that stuff.
She thought my dad knew too little about that stuff. Even, 甚至呢，尽管他很擅长修理东西。
Even though he was good at fixing things.
Even though he was good at fixing things. Men are good at fixing things, right?
They're supposed to be good at fixing things,
yeah,
right? Yeah,
men are supposed to be good at fixing everything.
Right, yeah.
这个我们说的男人可以修理一切啊 good at fixing things. 晶晶说哎我刚看到一篇文章。
I just saw an article.
说这个家庭技能啊被加入进了学校课程。
About household skills being added to school curriculum.
这里是个被动 being added to school curriculum. 这个 curriculum 呢、
right.
指的是什么呢
It's kind of like a project or a plan for their learning. It's like a design for a course, what it should include.
对呀、啊 yeah. 课程 school、
right.
curriculum 就是学校课程、啊、哎那你对此怎么看呢
What do you think about that?
马克说在我上学的这个学校里呀、啊、
At schools I attended.
Attend school 就是去上学的那学校啊。At schools、
right.
I attended, 每天呢有这么一两节课呢都是关于健康、家政、艺术、音乐或者手工的。
One or two periods every day where for courses like health, home economics, or something like art, music, or shop.
好刚才 Mark 老师说到了 one or two periods.这个 periods、就是那个句号的那个 periods, right?
Right. So you have 45 minutes or something like that. You can choose what you're going to do in that period, right?、
哦、
Which course you're going to take.
它指的是这个什么这个 school time 或者 class time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. So if you have 7 periods in a day, 4 of them are after lunch,、then you can, for your last two, you can choose from、these 5 courses. Yeah.
So 一节课的节 in English 就是 period.
Right.
所以可以加复数 seven periods, 一天有 seven periods, 啊、
right.
啊一节课的节字咱们也学会了叫 period.、
Mm-hmm.
好他们是 one or two, 每天有一两节课呢都是关于什么呀、mm-hmm. health, 健康、
mm-hmm.
health、
right.
会有什么呢
That was mostly theoretical knowledge. I mean, I remember we had quizzes and tests and stuff like that.、In one of them, we had to learn the names of all the bones and muscles.
Oh,
like, I still remember、
nice.
some of these weird bones, like patella, clavicle, you know, or muscles like soleo plexus or hamstring or something.
you
know, I'm not really a gym guy.
You still
guy,
remember
but I know
them?
That stuff. Yeah, I had to learn it. Yeah. Teacher was really enthusiastic about us learning that stuff.
Treating、
yeah.
you guys to be a gym guy.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
他们这个健康课程主要是一些 fear.
A little bit theoretical knowledge. I mean, it kind of was, yeah. It, you know.
理论比较多，比如说有一节课带领他们认识人身体上所有的骨头的名字，是不是
？Right. We had some projects that were hands-on, but for the most part, it was
真的很 practical, 很实用了。
Yeah.
这是健康课。那么家政课呢 ？Home economics, 家政课。
Home economics, yeah, similar to health, and I think it's just like you know how to make a budget.How to choose groceries,、stuff like that, you know. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
很好 yeah, 如何做你的财政预算、yeah. 哈那如何去买杂货什么的、买东西如何挑买苹果、如何买西瓜
Yeah.
好 Or something like, 还有 art, 还有艺术课、mm-hmm. 是不是、
right.
是 drawing, 是吧
Yeah.
画画什么的以及 music, 还有音乐课最好了、
right.
以及 shop 是什么 ?S-H-O-P,、mm-hmm. shop.
So shop is similar to art, but you're not necessarily making anything beautiful.、It's just you're learning how to use tools and basic materials like wood and metal and ceramic to produce something. And a lot of times that's a useful thing. You know,、you're making a kitchen knife or you're making a wooden spoon or something、like that for cooking. Yeah.
See, 做手工、有时候你可以做一个木勺啊
right.
做一个小刀啊、什么的
yeah,
这些做手工活叫 shop.
Right.
好了今天就问说那你还记得这些课程教的是什么吗
What do you remember learning in those courses?
对这是最重要的哈有没有 remember,、
yeah.
有没有记住 learning in those courses? 我印象最深的是我们每个学生呢都拿到了一节电池。
One of my most vivid memories is when each of us students was handed a battery.
我的一个 one of my vivid memories, 非常形象 vivid,、mm-hmm. V-I-V-I-D, 就是、
yeah.
到现在 till now I can still remember.
I remember what the chairs were like and everything. Yeah, in
看到今天马克老师都能记得小学的时候那种 vivid 活灵活现的上课的印象是什么呢？
Right.
每个人都被 was handed 都被给予了 a battery、mm-hmm. 一个电池、
right.
一根电线
a piece of wire
还有一个小灯泡
and a small light bulb
好 light bulb 这个光、mm-hmm. L-I-G-H-T 和灯泡 B-U-L-B
Right.
啊，小灯泡。
Yeah.
咱就是说谁先让灯亮起来谁就赢了。
Whoever got their light to come on would win. Whoever first got their light to come on would win.
就像一个小的 competition 一样。
Yeah, yeah. They didn't give us any clues. It's just like, here are three things. You can make the light come on. Do it.
Just figure it out.
Yeah.
Figure it out. Whoever first got the light to come on. To come on 的意思呢就是说亮起来。
Right,
to come on, would win. 那你就赢了。
Yeah.
看谁先让灯泡亮起来。哎，那你那会儿多大呀
？How old were you?
七八岁吧。
Seven or eight.
我们大概用了5-10 minutes.
It took us 5 or 10 minutes.
Wow, 5 to 10 minutes.
Kind of a long time for such a large group of students to be solving such a simple problem, right?
对。
Yeah.
用了5-10 minutes呢
yeah
哎呀那你们这个真是怎么样叫做动手学习呀、
啊、That's hands-on learning
嗯来咯 hands-on learning 我们说 something、mm-hmm. is a hands-on learning
right
means
when you can get your hands on it and have it be different as a result of what you do with your hands、
mm-hmm.
yeah you're building something you're taking it apart you're fixing it you're putting it together anything、mm-hmm. like that
对了、yeah. 就是啊在动手当中学习、
mm-hmm.
在实践当中学习我们就说哎这事儿呢 that's hands-on learning
hands-on learning
对、
yeah.
这是我们今天学到一个很重要的新词汇啊、
mm-hmm.
马哥说是的
It was.
嗯，尽管呢，我从父母那里啊学到了更多的东西。
Even though I learned more from my parents.
Even though I learned more from my parents. 但是呢，看着同学们试着搞定一切，我也很高兴啊。
It was good to see my classmates try to figure stuff out.
嗯 ，It was good to see my classmates try to figure stuff out. 这个 figure stuff out 的意思就是说。
Learn how to do something and not necessarily be told, not necessarily read about it, but just like try and try again until you know.
对、
yeah.
就是你自己呢想办法啊你想办法去解决一个问题、
right.
你找出一个问题的解决方案哎、mm. 叫做 figure the stuff out.
Right.
我们每个人呢都有自己的特长。
We each had a knack for something.
好我们来学学这个新短语。
Mm-hmm.So the idiom is have a knack for, and then you put your object. Have a knack for math. Have a knack for games. Have a knack for music. Anything like that,、
mm.
especially if it's hands-on. The word knack,、K-N-A-C-K, knack. Yeah.
Knack. Have、mm. a knack for something. Have a、mm. gift for something.
Right.
是不是
Yeah.、
就是说什么呢 Be able to do something easily.
Right.
Be、yeah. naturally good at something.、
Mm-hmm.
好、yeah. 就是说在某方面很有天赋啊。
Right. Yeah.
在英文中呢我们可以用 knack 这个词 K-N-A-C-K 来表达这种某方面过人的特长叫 have a knack、
right.
for something. 好吗、
right.
觉得好的话请打一然后把它记下来啊。
Mm-hmm.
好这个 we each had a knack for something. 我们看到别人都速度那么快地完成不同的事情啊也感到很惊讶的。
And we're surprised how quickly others got different things done.
And we're surprised how quickly others, 其他人 got different things done.、
Mm-hmm.
对，是的，其实也是一个 it's an opportunity for the student to learn from each other.
Yes, yeah.
好，很重要的。比如说 you took 5 minutes to figure stuff out. I took only 2 minutes.
Right,
是吧
yeah.
就不一样啊，大家就不一样。
Mm-hmm.
你看，哇，他还可以做这个，哇，
right.
小李还可以做那个，所以就是大家互相学习。Mm-hmm. 你有这个特长，我有这个特长。晶晶说：“那在学校还做过其他的吗
？”What else did you build in school？
对了 ，build did you build？ 在这里我们用的是 did you build 啊？
Mm-hmm.
你还建造过其他的吗？比如说更复杂的一些东西
？Right, anything more complex？
好 ,complex, C-O-M-P-L-E, 它跟那个 complicated 有什么区别呢?
Almost the same, and sometimes you can use either one, but complex is, it has many parts, or it does many things. Complicated sometimes means people made it harder than it should be. Yeah, his relationship is complicated right now, something like that, yeah.
这两个词都是表示复杂的含义啊，但是还是有一些微的区别啊。
Yeah.
马克说，其实呢，我们在中学的时候上过那个工艺课。
Well, I took a shop class in middle school.
哦，说了 ,took a shop class,、mm-hmm. 就咱们说那手工课吧哈 ,shop class in middle school.、
Right.
我们啊，花费时间最长的一个项目呢，是制作火箭的模型。
One of the projects that took us the longest was making model rockets.
One of the projects that took us the longest.How long it took?
Like 2 weeks. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was too long. Yeah, yeah.
The longest, 花了我们最长时间一个项目呢，是 making model rockets.
Right.
Not rockets, but making model rockets.
Yeah.
是做这火箭的模型。哎呀，开工两个星期以后啊，我们终于把它完成，在学校操场上准备发射了。
2 weeks after starting, we finally had them all ready to launch.In the schoolyard.
2 weeks after starting, 就在开始后的两周 we finally had them all ready, 就把这一切的都做好了哈。Well, it's a pity that we cannot see the picture of the model rocket, right?
That'd be pretty cool. Yeah, I remember mine looked pretty ugly, and it was way too heavy. But yeah, some of them look pretty good, yeah.
就是说、这里有个 launch, 我们来看这、mm-hmm. L-A-U-N-C-H.
Right, launch, yeah, so set off. I mean, our shop teacher had one of these special launchers. It was like a tripod with a big rod on it, yeah.
Can those model rockets be launched?
Yeah, they fly. I mean, they're meant to go up in the sky. Some of them go up like 100 meters or more.
哇、yeah. 有的可以飞到100多米高。
Yeah, I mean, if you get better ones, they have like, they go up, they have 2 stages or 3 stages, and there's like a parachute with a camera. I mean, you can do all kinds of things with a model rocket.
哇好厉害、
yeah.
有的还
有 turns into a plane, yeah.
有的还有带降落伞。
yeah.
那有点像现在的无人机那种了哈就是。
Right.
我们都已经把它在 school yard, 在我们学校的操场上呢、
yeah.
已经 ready to launch。
Right.
都可以就是发射了已经。
Right.
因为我们知道 launch,、mm-hmm. launch 这个词儿通常都跟 rockets,
Right,
联系在一起、
yeah.
就是发射火箭啊。好，晶晶说那真的是太酷了。
That's pretty cool.、
那你们所有的东西都是自己呀、啊、从头开始制作的吗
?Did you build everything from scratch?
好，这里有个短语啊叫做从哪儿开始 ,from scratch。
Yeah, make something from scratch, create something from scratch, build something from scratch. That means you don't have any finished pieces.
Mm.
You know, so if you make a mobile phone from scratch, it's like you have plastic, glass, metal, and then after a while you have a mobile phone. Yeah. Cobalt, a couple of other things, right? Yeah.
From scratch, 就是从头开始从零做起你什么都没有 right?
Right.
Making something using only basic materials.
Right.Right, right, right,
like making right. dumplings from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
Making, 做饺子怎么做？从
头开始做饺子。不能在超市买饺子皮，不能买那个馅儿，就是你有肉、有面、有水、有一个鸡蛋、有什么青菜，就够了吧？
对呀、啊，所以你是 using only flour,
right,
an egg, fresh、
right.
meat, vegetables, and water.
Yeah,
对吧？
Yeah,
所以就从零开始做，从头开始做，就是从原材料的时候开始做，就叫做 do something, create something, build something from scratch.
嗯哼。
好了，问你们都是从头开始做的吗？马克说，除了现成的引擎和点火器，其他都是自己做的。
Everything except the engines and the igniters,、which were ready-made.
对啊，如果你们可以做 engines, 那就了不得了。
that would have been interesting. Or the igniters. I actually read about how to make igniters later, and it's kind of easy. Like, they should have had us do that, you know.
Oh.
Probably didn't want us kids to know how easy it was to make an igniter.
Because it's a top secret,
like,
right?
Terrorist sort of
对,
in the making there.
毕竟做这些东西都是 top secret.
Yeah. Nickel cadmium. I still remember the type of wire to look out for.
Wow.
Yeah.
除了不让学生学做引擎和点火器,
yeah.
除了引擎跟这个 igniters 是这个现成的之外,
right.
其他都是 which were ready-made.
Ready-made
就是 ready-made, 就是
done.
Done.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
已经是做好了，当然啊，好了，晶晶问说，那马克你用的是什么材料呢？
What materials did you use?
马克说纸，paper，硬纸板，cardboard，还有就是胶水，glue，都是些常见的东西。Common
stuff.
后来呀，我们呢是去了一家发烧友的商店。
Later on, I went to a hobby shop and saw kits.
这个 hobby shop, 什么 hobby shop?
Yeah, so the shop here means store, not like shop class. This is different. This is like a store, a hobby store.
Hobby,
we just say hobby shop.
那 hobby 这里指的就是...
爱好, yeah, yeah, yeah.
爱好,
And hobby in English really is more limited. We don't have like...Music is my hobby, or football is my hobby. Hobbies are usually like making something at home.
Oh, 英文中的 hobby 通常指的是喜欢在家里做点什么东西。
Right, right, right. Yeah.
发烧友商店啊，手工商店哈，我们看见了什么呢？我们看见了一些啊，其实只需要一两个小时就能组装好的一些套件。
Kits that would take just an hour or two to assemble.
这个 kits 我们学过了 ，kits kits、
right.
就是那种一套一套的小套件啊、，assemble、
yeah.
just took an hour or two to assemble 就是组装的这种套件、
yeah.
哎呀，学校呢浪费了我们四个小时，就为了节省几美元的一套材料费。
Our school wasted 4 hours of our time just to save a few dollars on each set of materials.
这里有一个 save 多少多少钱 on something, save money on something,、
right.
在某些事情上的节约用钱 save a few dollars on each set of materials,、
right.
并且在这个过程当中也没有教给我们很多东西。
And didn't really teach us that much in the process.
In the process, 指的就是说 in the class.
Right, so yeah, we have to make this thing. It's like, what did you learn from it? Not that much. If I had a kit, I could have put it together faster and would have been all right.
Ooh,、
yeah.
So you are smart guys, smart boys.
I don't know. I mean, if I hadn't done that, would I not know something now? It's possible. I don't know. Yeah.
So what did you learn from the class?
I learned how to not take too long doing something. I probably could get it done under the same conditions in like,2 hours and then just like hang out and help people, you know, with the remaining time. I mean, it couldn't have been that hard, but it was like this whole thing where you have to take this piece of paper and later it has to be cone shaped. So you have to like cut it just right and then put it around this mold and put plaster around it. It was just like time off. And, you know, you could just get a little plastic cone and pop it onto the little tube and you're all set, you know.Oh, well.
Anyway, 还是挺有趣的。但是我对于我们来说呢 it's amazing to find out that you've actually had this kind of hands-on classes at middle school.
Right, right, right.
挺有趣的啊。咱们什么时候能坐坐火箭呢去放飞放飞啊我们可以做风筝我们可以 making kites.
Yeah, that's fun. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
这也是。好我们来看看第二段哈看看 what other cool stuff that Mark made when he were a kid.
Okay, yeah.
That too.
Mark, did you build any other cool stuff when you were a kid? I went to a tag program, and we got to make rockets out of 2-liter soda bottles. I learned more about aerodynamics from that. Was tag a regularly scheduled course? It was something I did on the weekend at a university campus in my city.I think it's great for kids to learn how to do all sorts of practical things. It's unfortunate for someone to grow up with book knowledge and too few skills useful in daily life. I agree, but think most of those skills come from family members and training centers rather than compulsory schooling. Did you learn how to cook in school?In middle school and high school, we had one classroom with stoves, so yes, but again, I did a lot more cooking at home. It was good to work with your classmates, though, wasn't it? It was. Actually, the most useful thing I remember is that our teacher showed us how to put out a fire. Have you gotten the chance to practice that? Actually, yes. I've started 2 or 3 fires while cooking. Luckily, I could put them out quickly before they spread and caused any damage. So what do you think about China's intention to add daily life skills and chores to school curriculum? Just like you said, it'd be great for young people to know that stuff. It'd be inefficient to have schools teaching that. No one thinks schools should shoulder the entire burden. Schools should play more of a role and not fill up students' time only with subjects. Hear, hear. I still remember the Egg Baby Project. Is that something you learned to cook? Oh, wait, you told me. It was to learn how to handle something gently. Yeah, it helped us count the cost of parenting when we were still kids.
马克，你小的时候还造过什么很酷的东西吗？
Mark, did you build any other cool stuff when you were a kid?
Build, 我们在这里也可以利用为什么，理解为是 create, 啊。
Yes.Yeah.
制造过什么 other cool stuff? 我参加过一个天才班计划。
I went to a tag program.
这里的 TAG 呢是大写的哈 ,which is
right.
for...
Talented and gifted, yeah.
Talented and gifted.
Right.
Very complimentary.
Oh, it's okay. Yeah, that gets kids to go to it, or at least gets parents to sign kids up, right? Yeah.
Well, 天才班
extra school. I mean, how can you make it sound good, right?
你想，如果你是被 tag 是吧，被标签出来的，你是被什么天才是吧？
Right.
什么资富优异，天资优异哈、啊？你看，马克是参加过这种天才班计划的。我们呢，要用2升装的这个苏打水瓶呢，来制作火箭。
And we got to make rockets out of 2-liter soda bottles.
是 make something out of something 是怎么意思？
Right.
怎么个意思呢？就是用什么东西来制作什么。
Yeah.
我们要做什么？做 rockets out of 要用一个 2-liter 2升的 soda bottles 什么什么百事可乐、
right.
什么类似于像那种雪碧那种。
It was an empty soda bottle, and they gave us that at cardboard and tape, and that was it.And so later on, they had this air gun. They would just like shoot the rocket with however much air pressure could go into the soda bottle. And those of us that had it be like pointed at the front, heavier in the back, and go into a spin, it would fly farther. Most of our rockets just like nothing. It didn't fly at all. Yeah.
所以马克说，其实我从中学到了更多的空气动力学的知识。
I learned more about aerodynamics from that.
这是一个啊科学术语叫 aerodynamics
right
啊、
yeah.
aero a e r o 是空气 dynamics 是动力、
right.
合起来是空气动力学 from that 你们这个 tag 课程是定期安排的吗
was tag a regularly scheduled course
regularly scheduled course、
mm-hmm.
好它是安排在周末
it was something I did on the weekend
在我所在城市的一所大学的学校里边上课
At a university campus in my city.
At a university campus. 这里的 campus 指的是校园园区 in my city. 金宁说我认为呢让孩子们学习做如何做各种实在的事情是很好的。
I think it's great for kids to learn how to do all sorts of practical things.
How to do all sorts of practical things 是很好的。Mm-hmm. 好了接下来我们今天的微信翻译来了啊翻译来了。哎，第一句话我们就说，对于一个人来说呀，在成长过程中，只有书本知识和少得可怜的日常生活必备技能，那是很遗憾的。好，同学们、mm-hmm. 来译一译吧。
Okay, let's take Tina, one of our first listeners here. It's a pity if one could only have knowledge from books and little everyday skills during his growth.Little skills 可以比较好一点的是 few everyday skills 因为可以算有五个有十五个随便、few skills 然后、他最后边说、during his growth 但是不这么清楚、在这儿可以换一个地方在这个句子里边、嗯、所以放、在前边在中间是比较清楚很多、啊、所以我换完了是这个 it's a pity if one only has knowledge from books when they grow up and few everyday skills. So we know that the two things are the results of what they did when they grew up. Yeah.
一个呢是书本知识 knowledge from books 一个呢是
right.
a few 是 few 是很少的
right.
everyday skills 日常生活技能
yeah. Yeah.
这两个部分
yeah.
好，往下看下一位 next one.
Okay, let's take Maggie also. Maggie 说 It's a pity that a person only has knowledge from books and few life skills in their growing process. 所以这个 in their growing process 在这儿是最后边 答案是要放在前边一点点，在中间的前边的可以。 所以是 it's a pity when a sorry. When a person only has knowledge from books when they grow up. And few life skills. 所以这个 life skills 可以换在后边, right?
in the growing process 换成了
right.
when they grow up.
When they grow up. As they grow up, when they grow up.
换成了一个非常口语的表达,
yeah.
哈,
have something when you grow up, develop something as you grow up. 就可以吧,
不用这个 growing process. 好吧,
right.
好, 再来一位, one more.
Okay, let's see. How about 12? 他有Josephine, 他说, it's a pity that one only gained the knowledge from course books and obtained the fewest skills that needed in daily life in the process of his growing up. 所以这个 in the process of his growing up 也可以放在中间前边一点点。 It's a pity when one only gains knowledge from course books as they grow up, 逗号, and obtains very few skills needed in daily life.
As they grow up, 看来成长过程是这么来改换的。
yeah.
同时呢, 不要用fewest, 用very few skills.
Right.
就可以了。
yeah.
好, 问题不是很多, 我们来看马克老师如何来写这句话。
Okay, it's unfortunate for someone to grow up with book knowledge and too few skills useful in daily life.
先把形容词放前面说, it's unfortunate to,
right.
for somebody to do something. 什么事情呢?
Yeah.
还是很不幸的, 什么呢? Grow up with book knowledge, 是带着书本知识成长, and too few, 太少了, 以至于没有 skills useful in daily life. 好, 这些呢, 不常见的用法, 大家可以记一下, 记下来就是你自己的了。 马克说, 我同意。
I agree.
但是我认为啊, 大部分的技能呢, 应该出自家庭成员和培训中心, 而不是义务教育吧。
But think most of those skills come from family members and training centers.
Ah, most of those skills come from family members, like your parents.
Yeah, yeah.
是吧? 是爸爸妈妈来教, or training centers. 什么样的 training centers?
培训中心, yeah. I mean, sometimes they have some for, like, model rockets or anything like that. Yeah.
蓝翔技校, 是吧?
对.
Rather than compulsory schooling. 注意,
right.
schooling 是一个动词哦。
Yeah.
是个名词,
you could say rather than school, but you can also say rather than compulsory schooling. Yeah.
比如说, he homeschooling me. 这个意思就是说他在家里自己教我, 对吧? Homeschooling 也可以做一个动词, right?
Right.
好,
yeah.
Schooling, 这里是 compulsory schooling, 义务教育。 你在学校有没有学过烹饪呢?
Did you learn how to cook in school?
在初中和高中啊, 我们一家教室里都是配备了炉灶的。
In middle school and high school, we had one classroom with stoves.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty cool.
有一家教室是 with stoves.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. 那些喜欢做饭的同学岂不是可以天天待在里边?
Right.
是 stove, 就是咱们这个家里这个生活做饭的这个炉灶叫 stoves,
right.
炉子, S-T-O-V-E-S. 所以呢, 我学过。
So, yes.
但是呢, 我是在家做饭呢, 更多。
But again, I did a lot more cooking at home.
A lot more cooking at home. 你看看,做饭也学,这是。不过马克老师他们学的做饭应该会比较简单吧? 比如说一些easy cooking, right? 就是 make sandwiches or something.
Yeah, but there's some stuff I never would have tried myself if I had not been taught it in a classroom. Like candy, like how to make candy.
Oh, how to make candy.
Yeah, yeah.
还有一些是,比如说一些 roasted stuff.
Yeah, you melt something down and then you let it harden or something like that. Yeah.
不过是不是和同学们一起做饭很开心？
Yeah, definitely.
下一句啊。
So yes, but again, it was good to work with your classmates though, wasn't it?
是吧? It's always good to work with your classmates. Wasn't it? 和同学们一起做饭很开心吧。是啊。
It was.
实际上呢，我记得，其实我记得最有用的事情呢，是我们的老师教给我们如何去灭火。
Actually, the most useful thing I remember is that our teacher showed us how to put out a fire.
Put out a fire. 十个孩子有九个都喜欢 play with a fire, 你知道吗?
Yeah, everyone goes through that stage, right? Yeah.
对吧?人都喜欢玩火。这个叫 put out, put out 是灭,扑灭,灭火, put out a fire. 小孩子喜欢这个哈。金丁说,你有机会练习吗?
Have you gotten a chance to practice that?
Have you gotten a chance to practice that? 实际上啊,练过啦。
Actually, yes.
我在做饭的时候起过两三次火。
I've started two or three fires while cooking.
这个 ,seriously?
Yeah, accidentally, but yeah.
这个叫 started two or three fires while cooking. 做饭的时候着火了。幸运的是呢，我能在火蔓延并造成任何损害之前迅速把它们扑灭了。这样的一个接地气儿的这么一句话，你们会知道怎么说吗？英文怎么说呀？来，我们看翻译作业。
OK, 我们开始。在大眼睛再有90分差不多但是一个小错误在这儿 Luckily, I put it out before the fire spread and caused any damage. 所以他先用 it, 然后用 the fire, 所以 不这么确定 it 是 the fire.
是
所以这个两个可以换先说什么东西那一会儿可以说 it, 对不对、Luckily, I put the fire out before it spread and caused any damage.
Interesting. 他先把 it 放在前面、yeah. 把 fire 放在后面了、
Right.
他把代词放前面了其实你应该把 fire 放前面把 it 放后面、
right.
这才知道这个 it 指代的是火嘛。其他的是不错的 put out 这个用得很好哈。cause any damage 也用得很好。好再来一个。
Okay, Lisa Chen, 他有90分。Luckily, I could put out the fire before it spread and made a cost.
Made a cost, 好像
我们不用 made a cost. 这个可以换 caused damage, caused any damage. 也可以
对, 对，造成损失 caused damage.
Right.
我们来看看 seven 吧，这是一位新同学，柳暗花明。
Okay, 他说 ,Fortunately, I can put out the fire before it spreads and causes any damage. 这个是现在的火，所以我的问题就是。Oh.现在的火在哪儿？有可能吗？可以吗？快去吧，赶紧，赶紧灭这个火。Heroic new listener, right?
对对，有意思。
Superman can do that.
所以我就说老马康老师开玩笑说，您这个时态呀、啊，不能是 can 现在啊，
right,
要用 I could。
Right.
因为讲的是后面、
yeah.
外国人在这个语言里特别讲究时态的运用
yeah.
I could put out.这个我们可以说 each fire 吗 each fire
yeah because I started three fires、oh, so that allows it to be for all of them yeah
好一次火叫 each fire 哈、
right,
因为马克老师这个燃了三次火、
right. and after that each you're using the singular forms for everything that follows yeah
原来可以说 put out each fire 好
before it spread and caused any damage、yeah
火是蔓延那我们用 spread 是没问题的、
right.
it spread、yeah. and caused、yeah. any damage啊，没问题。
Right.
有没有100分的？还没有哎。那我
没有，就是很多的95分一会儿。
我们看一下紫水晶吧，紫水晶这个怎么样
？Okay.
Nine.
Okay. Luckily, I was able to put out the fire quickly before it spread and caused any damage. 他就不知道有三个，所以我要换the 要换 each 就可以吧。
那其实。Put out the fire 也是可以的，对吗 ？Put out the fire.
If you're talking about just one,
just
yeah,
one,
it would be okay. Yeah, the English by itself is okay. Yeah.
好的，好的。
Yeah.
那这句好像不难啊。扑火就是 put out or put them
right.
out.
Right.
或者是、
yeah.
反正都可以啊。来看、
yeah.
Mark 是怎么说的哈。
Okay, luckily I could put them out quickly before they spread and caused any damage.
哦，基本上是和老师一样的。
Yeah.
同学们真是 good job. Luckily or fortunately 都可以。
Yeah.
I could put them put them out quickly.
Right. Yeah.
可以这么搭配啊 put something out.
Right.
Before they spread and cause any damage.、
Mm-hmm.
行。那么您如何看待中国打算在学校开设日常生活技能和家务劳动课程啊
So what do you think about China's intention to add daily life skills and chores to school curriculum?
对了同学们我们问别人的观点和意见的时候呢一定要学会说 What do you think about something,、
mm-hmm.
something.
Right.
所以 China's intention 好这里的 intention 指的是啥呢指的是
kind of plan before you have a plan you have an intention、yeah.
你的意图
目标
算
yeah, yeah.
对你是为了什么呢你的 intention to add、right. 增加 daily life skills、mm-hmm. 日常生活技能 and chores 刚才说了、mm-hmm. 这家务劳动啊 to、
right.
school curriculum、mm-hmm. 对于学校课程之外你再开设这些你怎么看呢就像你说的马克说
Just like you said
让年轻人掌握这些本领很好啊
It'd be great for young people to know that stuff
嗯，简单的口语 It's great for young people to know that stuff、
嗯、
但是呢让学校教这门课程是不是效率不高啊
It'd be inefficient to have schools teaching that
好 inefficient Efficient、
right.
是效率很高那加上个 IN 的这个 prefix 呢
就
会变成 inefficient
Right, not efficient、yeah.
就是 not efficient 就是效率不高、mm-hmm. Like how long it takes the course to teach you to cook
Yeah, it's like wait, how many students are there and how many stoves are there what all are you doing You know, so yeah If you go home to your own kitchen where there's a stove you could probably get more timeusing it, right, yeah.
每个教室里都有一个56 stoves.
oh, geez, yeah, that'd be a huge classroom.
所以
Let's get rid of the gym and make it into a cooking class.
Let's have the 119 ready.
yeah, exactly. Yeah, the ambulances are lined up around the school.、Yeah.
是吧你说这一个学校里头一个教室里56个炉灶大家在做饭
、right.
旁边119在待命这个花费也挺大的。是吧？结果最后这个烹饪课学习了如何灭火，哈、啊，
right,
成了生存急救课。所以这也挺有趣的。其实没有人认为学校应该承担全部的责任啊。
No one thinks schools should shoulder the entire burden.
哦，这里有个短语叫 shoulder， 承担 their entire burden。
Yeah, so the idiom is shoulder the burden or shoulder someone's burden. Yeah, so shoulder 什么 burden. Yeah, 可以。
嗯，就这个承担责任叫 shoulder the burden.
Right, right, right. And shoulder the burden by itself already means do most of the work. Don't get help from others. Yeah.
哦，我们说承担责任都是 shoulder， 用肩来扛啊。
Yeah, I want to take my bed outside. Okay, let me shoulder the burden, right? So it's like one person is carrying most of the bed.
Oh, yeah. that makes
sense.
A
few other people are carrying corners with their hands. Yeah.
好，接下来这句话是我们第三句翻译练习哈。
好。
中文说呢，学校应该起更大的作用，而不是啊，只用各种科目呢来填满学生的时间呀。这样的话，你们会说吗？第三句。
Okay, let's see. We've got a lot of 95s here, so I'm going to use the 90s for our、on air.
小马。
三号小马对对对。Schools should play more important role rather than cram students' time with different kinds of subjects. 这个在这儿 cram, 我们好多次用 cram 在一个学校他用他的自己的时间Like lots of math and science and Chinese and English. They're just trying to remember a lot of stuff. So it's not really about your weekly schedule, but it's like your brain. You're trying to fill up your brain with as much information as you can before you go to sleep and take a test tomorrow morning. That's cramming. So when we hear cram anything about school, we're thinking about one person doing that with their brain, not
right.
the schedule, not the school administrators, like, let's look at this one kid. He's got 3 hours free at night. You know, like, how do they know that, right? 所以 cram 在这儿一个学校自己做的事情可以用。但是那个什么学校的领导他怎么知道谁在七点到九点怎么忙对不对、
Oh my God, the fluent Chinese. We got
it's
the
okay,
idea.
It's okay, okay.
We got the whole idea.
All right, all right. 所以这个可以换 cram 的地方。 对不对？Schools should play a more important role rather than requiring students to only cram subjects.
哦、oh, ，对了，马克老师解释了一下 cram 这个词啊，它可不能乱用，因为它只 cram for the exam， 就是一个人把这短时间内大量的填塞进去很多的东西，要试图记住，就是你自己来吸收知识，这个可以叫 cram for 哈、啊。但是不是说学校给你填塞这些能用这个 cram 这个词儿？那学校用什么词儿呢？用 require students 怎么样
？Right.
To only cram subjects， 这可以。
Mm-hmm.
好，马克老师说的很清楚了啊。
Uh-huh.
我们再来看哈，九十五分同学很多呀。我们来看九十分同学，
对对对，可以选一个 Elaine 好不好？
好，
他有九十五分。他说 ，Schools should play greater role instead of just filling students' time with varieties of subjects。
嗯，
所以学校比起学生学什么用什么时间，可以 filling students' time， 这个很合适的。
这个用的特别好，就是
对对对，
把就是充满谁、填满谁的时间，就
fill
somebody's time with something， 对吧？
Yeah.
把你的时间填满，用什么填满 ？With subjects，
yeah，
各种各样的科目填满，
yeah.
多好啊！这个用词儿
是啊，
非常好 ，Elaine 同学的，还再来一个九十五分给大家看一看。
Okay, let's see. 七号也有那个九十五分
啊，七。
对，他是schools should play a greater role instead of filling students' time with various subjects， 差不多一样。
他俩怎么是一模一样的呢
？Yeah，exactly。不需要用在这儿 various subjects。如果你用 various subjects，我觉得是健身、那个艺术、什么音乐，这个不是，对。
不需要加 various 这个词儿。
Yeah, filling students' time with various subjects, it means like, wow, cool, they get to learn languages like Arabic and Hebrew, right? They aren't, yeah.
好， yeah. 你们好厉害呀、啊，同学们啊，都是九十分，这个词，
对对对，
这个这么简单吗？对你们来说啊
，pretty good.
哎、
yeah. ，
就注意不要用 a variety of subjects， 哎、
yeah, yeah, ，
可以用。
Yeah, yeah.
A variety of subjects.
Not here, because it makes people start thinking about so many cool things that students could learn. And the point is, students have to spend so much time learning math and chemistry and Chinese and English that they don't have a chance to figure out how to put in a light bulb or wash dishes or wash their own clothes. Yeah, that's the problem.
明白了啊。那马克老师是这么说的。
Okay, schools should play more of a role.And not fill up students' time only with subjects.
你们知道 play a role 知道了，可是你知不知道像马克这么说 play more of a role 知道这么说吗？
Yeah.
啊，起更大的作用，还可以这么说，一定要记下来。And not fill up students' time only with the subjects.
Right.
你看，这就是地道美语的用法，就是和咱们不一样啊！背下来，背下来。马克说：“说的对。”
Hear, hear.
哎，听听什么意思？
Yeah.Yeah, yeah, yeah. Here, here. 我同意。Here, here.
同意。然后还可以这么说，说的对啊，
很多的人可以一块儿说 here, 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 here. 对，同意，同意。对。
我还记得有一个蛋宝宝项目。
Right. I still remember the egg baby project.
那是你在学校学的烹饪课吗
？Is that something you learn to cook?
哦，等等，你告诉过我的。
Oh wait, you told me.
学的是如何冷静地处理事情。
It was to learn how to handle something gently.
Handle something gently. 啊，是的，当我们还是孩子的时候啊，他这个项目就能帮助我们估算育儿的成本。
Yeah, it helped us count the cost of parenting when we were still kids.
你们自己还是孩子的时候，这个课程帮助你们 count the cost of parenting.
Yeah.
估算成本啊。
Because we drew the egg to look like a baby, and then we had to carry it with us from class to class. It's like, what if you had a baby with you? Could you get through the day? Yeah.
Wow, that was truly helpful.
So weeks later, some of the babies were like pretty cracked. It's like, yeah, I dropped it 3 or 4 times. Like, no big deal.
It's pretty like 过家家，因为我们小时候的这个 play a game of 过家家，然后你小时候就
right.
学习做父母了。
对, 对, 对。
哎呀，太有意思了 ，count the cost. 好，来，我们来看看今天学习的 new words 和 phrases.
Okay, one, twist my arm.
好，施压强迫你做什么事儿？
对 ，the R have a have a knack for something.、
不是 snack for something.
Right, I keep thinking of that.
对， okay. 某方面很有天赋。
对，第三，from scratch.
从头开始，从零做起。
对对对，第四 tag
优资班啊，或者是说天才班。
对，第五 shoulder the burden
承担责任。
第六 count the cost
计算成本，权衡得失啊。其实像 here here 这个短语也很好哈。
Yeah.
都可以加进去。同时，今天的三句这个翻译作业呢，大家也要好好的琢磨一下为什么会这么说哈。好。
Yeah.
好 ,thank you for this great topic, Mark.
Sure, yeah, thanks. Yeah.
这就是今天的广播课程内容啊。我们的直播花絮呢还在进行当中，下来还要和同学们聊一聊今天翻译作业当中的一些问题。好，感谢 Mark 老师，我们下周地道美语课再见，拜拜。
Thank you, 再见。